Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's Word says, show God that you love Him by helping His people and continuing to help them. Don't become lazy. Be diligent to the end. In the spring of 2003, the President of the United States stood on the deck of an aircraft carrier and declared that major combat operations in Iraq had come to an end. Behind him was hanging a huge banner with the words, "Mission accomplished." Was the mission accomplished? There are as many answers to that question as there were definitions to the mission. Jesus Christ was very clear about His mission. He said that He came to seek and to save what was lost by giving His life as a ransom for many. From the cross, with nearly His last breath, He said, "It is finished," meaning mission accomplished. He was right because He was faithful. He did not become lazy. He was diligent to the end. One of the Desert Fathers said, "Of this we can be certain, we shall be tempted to our last breath." This was true of Jesus. Satan had tempted Jesus at the beginning of His ministry with the words, "If you are the Son of God," and those very same words came from the lips of some of those at the cross, "If you are the Son of God." In each case, the tempters wanted Jesus to obey them rather than God. In each case and in every case, Jesus was obedient to the Father's will. He was faithful to His mission. He was diligent to the end. For you and for me, diligence to the end on what might be called a macro scale is expressed in these words, "Be faithful unto death." As the ancient prayer puts it, "Suffer us not at our last hour for any pains of death to fall from thee." And there are the beautiful words of the hymn, "Lord, let me never, never outlive my love for thee." As death approaches, you can be certain that you will be tempted, perhaps by loneliness, perhaps by pain, perhaps by disappointment. Who knows? You can be certain that you will be tempted. But you will have the comfort and the peace and the strength of knowing that your Savior, Jesus Christ, was diligent to the end to accomplish your salvation. You can be certain that He did everything that was necessary to win your forgiveness and to open the doors of heaven to you. As death approaches, let His words ring in your ears, your mind, your heart, your soul. "I am with you always. I am going to prepare a place for you. I will come and take you to be with me." Diligence to the end on the micro scale means being faithful to the daily work of ministry. There was a defining moment that occurred toward the end of my vicarage year in Long Island, New York. The senior pastor told me to go that day, a Friday, a beautiful Friday in the spring, and see one of our shut-in members who was very ill in a nursing home about 15 miles east of the church. Let's call her Mrs. Jones. The day went along. I procrastinated, and it got to be late afternoon on a Friday in the spring on Long Island. I thought about all the traffic that would be heading east out of New York City on a Friday afternoon. And I decided to wait and see Mrs. Jones the next morning. On Saturday morning, I stopped by my office before going to see her. I noticed the senior pastor's office door was open. I stepped in, and there were the senior pastor and the associate pastor in conversation. They didn't look very happy. When they saw me, they stopped talking and looked at me. The senior pastor said, "Did you go to see Mrs. Jones yesterday?" I said, "No, I'm going to see her right now. I'm just about to go." He said, "She died during the night." I guess the look on my face told him he didn't need to say any more. That moment profoundly affected my attitude and approach to sick and shut-in visitation throughout my 38 years in parish ministry. I was not driven by guilt, because I had gone to the Lord and to my supervisor in confession, and I had received forgiveness for my laziness and neglect of my responsibilities. So I was not driven by guilt. I was motivated rather by a desire to learn from my mistake and not to repeat it. God calls us to be diligent. He empowers our diligence. He always provides what He requires. Since He gives us the power to be diligent, He expects us to use it to the end. If you are, dare I say, when you are the farthest thing from diligent, when you grow weary in well-doing, when laziness overtakes you and you neglect your ministry, do not give in and do not give up. Do not give in to sloth and mediocrity. Recognize what's happening and confess it. Don't give up and surrender to guilt and fear. The one who was diligent to the end on your behalf, for you, invites you to come to Him for forgiveness and the power to begin again. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will never outlive His love for you. Never. May the peace of God that passes all understanding stand guard of our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.